good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Thursday, the 18th of December, 2025. It's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon with a real feel of 25 degrees Celsius. The headlines. President Hichilema signs Bill 7 into law. Tanzania hold second bilateral meeting on simplified trade regime. And U.S. announces $11 billion weapons sale to Taiwan.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Another news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has signed into law the controversial Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, a move that has sparked widespread concern among civil society, political and religious groups, among others. The president assented to the bill at Mulungushi International Conference Center in the presence of hundreds of citizens, including cabinet ministers, traditional leaders and church representatives. The bill had previously passed through the National Assembly on 15th December 2025 with no objections. Zambia and Tanzania have convened their second bilateral meeting on the Simplified Trade Regime, STR, for Nakonde Tunduma border post. The bilateral meeting starts with the joint technical meeting that will run from 17th to 18th December and will be followed by the joint steering committee meeting on 19th December 2025. The technical committee meeting is being co-chaired by Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chief Economist in the Department of Foreign Trade, Billy Malinjani, and Acting Assistant Director Regional Integration in the Ministry of Industry and Trade, Tanzania, Frank Kibika. Mr. Malinjani has emphasized the importance of translating STR commitments into practical actions, identifying operational challenges, and agreeing on actionable solutions.
For us, this STR is an important tool to support small cross-border traders, especially for women and youth, through predictable, transparent, and simplified procedures. So, and I believe through this joint technical committee and the same committee meeting that is going to follow in 2 days' time, we'll be able to translate our commitments from the agreements that we signed a few years back into practical actions and identifying the operational challenges that we are facing right now, and also agreeing on actionable solutions so that whatever bottlenecks we can see or identify are addressed right here, and also then translate these into actions on the ground.
And Mr. Kibika has commended the Zambian delegation for their continued cooperation and spirit of partnership, which characterizes the strong and historic relations between the two sister countries.
As we convene today, our focus is to take stock of the progress achieved, address outstanding challenges, and provide strategic guidance on the way forward. We are confident that through opening dialogue, mutual understanding, and constructive engagement, this meeting will further enhance trade facilitation, improve coordination.
In more news this afternoon, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, Assistant District Election Officer Victor Kagoli has reaffirmed the Commission's commitment to promoting safe and fair elections free from intimidation and discrimination, ensuring that women can confidently contest leadership positions. Speaking at the Chaoma Parliamentary By-Election Women's Conference, Mr. Kagoli has highlighted that the Commission is working to create an enabling electoral environment that enables women's participation in leadership without fear or hindrance. He has emphasized that promoting inclusivity in the electoral process is crucial to strengthening democracy and ensuring equal representation. Mr. Kagoli has further noted that the ECZ continues to engage stakeholders, including political parties and civil society organizations, to uphold electoral laws and promote peaceful conduct before, during and after elections.
ECZ continues to champion safe and fair elections, free from intimidation or discrimination, so that women can cast their vote and also contest for leadership positions with confidence. But you know, empowerment goes beyond policy. It requires action and collaboration. That is why we are working hand in hand with the community, organizations and leaders like yourself.
Now, Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has expressed disappointment over the slow actualization of investments in the mining sector. Mr. Sinkamba has alleged that the government has exaggerated the level of investment in the sector, stating that this is evident in the limited realization of projects and the lack of improvement in mining production. He further said the UPND administration has failed to effectively revamp the country's mining sector. He spoke to Hot FM News.
Pretend to the nation there is so much investment that is coming into the country because of in quote unquote good policies, and because of that they exaggerate the number of investors, they overinflate the figures of investment just to show that they are working. But you see, in the mining sector, numbers don't lie. At meantime, from 2021, with all the investments they are talking about, the production is actually way down. I think it's about 800 something.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia says the United States' decision to partially restrict entry for several countries, including Zambia, is unlikely to have a significant impact on the country's economy or trade. The measures, which also affect Zimbabwe and other countries, are set to take effect on 1st January 2026. In an interview, Mr. Dodia has noted that Zambia conducts relatively little trade with the United States and is not heavily dependent on the country for economic development. He has added that there is a need for clarity on the bilateral relationship, pointing out that the U.S. continues to support several projects in Zambia, including participation in the Lobito Corridor and backing various social programs.
Another level, we are discussing the development of the Lobito Corridor and the Benguela railway line to the northwestern province of Zambia, which is largely being supported by the American government so that they can have access to Zambia's copper and access to copper from the DRC and other rare earth minerals. And then we have a situation where the American government decides that Zambia should be put on the restricted list for visas. It doesn't seem to be a relationship that is fostering strong ties between the two countries.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
To the vast swaths of North America, the Trump administration has announced a huge arms sale worth $11 billion to Taiwan, which includes advanced rocket launchers, self-propelled howitzers, and a variety of missiles. This package, which still needs to be approved by the U.S. Congress, will be the second arms sale to Taiwan since Donald Trump returned to the White House in January. China, which sees self-governed Taiwan as a breakaway province, has steadily ramped up pressure over the island with military drills and regular incursions into its waters and airspace. The BBC has more on other news.
The Australian government has announced new laws to crack down on hate speech after 15 people were killed in Sydney in a mass shooting at an event marking Hanukkah. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, said his government will target extremist preachers. European Union leaders are gathering in Brussels to discuss plans to use frozen Russian assets to fund a huge loan for Ukraine. Belgium, where most of the money is held, is under pressure to drop its opposition, but says it cannot bear the risks alone. Russian officials say overnight Ukrainian drone attacks have killed 3 people in the Rostov region. The local governor said a cargo ship was set on fire. Ukraine has ramped up its raids on energy facilities in Russia in recent weeks, while Moscow has continued its attacks on Ukraine.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
Sports News.
Finally in sports this afternoon, South Africa futsal national team captain Mududuzi Madikizela says his side has arrived in Zambia determined to secure a win. Speaking upon arrival at the